Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. Raise a voice and tell the good news. Behold, the Lord God comes with power. Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. At that time, John summoned two of his disciples and sent them to the Lord to ask, "Are you the one who is to come, or should we look for another?" When the men came to the Lord, they said, "John the Baptist has sent us to you to ask, 'Are you the one who is to come, or should we look for another?'" At that time, Jesus cured many their diseases, sufferings, and evil spirits, and also granted sight to many who were blind. And Jesus said to them in reply, "Go and tell John what you have seen and heard. The blind regain their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, the poor have the good news proclaimed to them. And blessed is the one who takes no offense at me." Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. John the Baptist sent his disciples to ask Jesus about his position. Of course, John Baptist had no doubt about Jesus, only for his disciples, just to be clear. And then Jesus said, "The blind regain their sight, the lame walk, lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised." Although today we do not witness so many of these miracles, but whenever our heart is changed, it's bigger than a miracle. We thank the Lord that we can follow Him. We know His gospel. We know His way. On the other hand, today we celebrate the feast of St. John of the Cross. He is the one, together with Teresa of Avila, to renew the Carmelite order. Originally, this Carmelite order coming from Jerusalem, they were the soldiers. After the war, they came back to Europe. When some lived down at the place called Carmelite, it's a place where they started a new house of religious house. After a certain time, this group went back to Europe, and eventually this group becomes more secular. So by the time of Teresa of Avila, and together with John, they want to renew this congregation to be more reserved life among themselves. And when John have this assignment, his comrades keep him in the cell, doesn't want him to renew the house, to renew the congregation. It seems for 6 months he was kept into the prison by the friar. Of course, eventually he went out, and together with Mother Teresa of Teresa Avila, they renew the Carmelite system. No matter how, we thank the Lord to have give the courage of John to renew this congregation. Today also we have to learn from this Carmelite religious spirituality to have spend time in silence, spend time in prayer, and spend time in meditation. Although we are not living full-time Carmelite, but the spirit is the same. with the heart to pray, with the heart to serve.